Hi there, I'm Katie Rose, and welcome to The Rooted Reinvention, a podcast exploring the real-world journey of reinventing who we are without burning out or burning our whole life down. I teach people how to make lasting change by melding my Masters of Neuroscience and my Cognitive Therapy qualification with common self-help tools, spiritual concepts, and my personal experience. Because being yourself doesn't need to feel so damn hard. To get more information on podcast episodes, please visit rootedreinvention.com/podcast. Welcome back. It's October and I'm not sure I quite believe it. This year has definitely been a strange one. For a couple of weeks in September, I was struggling with a bit of a, what I describe as a lapse. So I was just feeling a bit off. There didn't seem to be any particular reason. Just feeling a bit low, a bit tired, and not really knowing why, and asking myself, spending a lot of time trying to work out what was wrong and why I wasn't myself. And there are two things that I do in that scenario. One of which is to go back into my kind of toolkit and try a little bit of everything. So I went to bed early, I went to bed late, I watched Disney movies, I watched comedy shows, I listened to podcasts, journaled, I did some arts and craft, I tried to get some exercise in, looked at my diet, how much caffeine I had, and so on and so forth. But one of the things when we are struggling with our mood or our mental health or our well-being or even our identity is that sense that we might be having a relapse. So a relapse in the mental health world is described as when we are taking a step back from progress we've previously made. So a relapse would be you've gone from feeling depressed to feeling good, and then you're back in that depression again. I define a lapse as that backward step, but it's not a consistent, you've not kind of gone back to square one, you've literally just taken a little shuffle backwards, paused, and you can regain your momentum again within a few days or so. So I was having a lapse. I got to the end of the first week and I just felt a bit off, and then by the second week I was feeling properly down, and then by the end of the second week I felt fine again. And for me, having had mental health difficulties for coming up 20 years, a week and a half to 2 weeks is pretty alright for me after a couple of months of feeling good. That's something I can definitely manage. And one of the things that I always keep in mind is the concept of the spiral. So when, I don't know if you've ever felt like, oh, I'm back to square one, I've just gone around in circles, I don't feel I've made any progress, I've just wasted all of the things that I've been doing up until now. Those are definitely thoughts that I've had and that people I've worked with have had when thinking about making progress in their reinvention, in exploring who they are, in managing their levels of stress. That kind of sense that you've not made progress, you're back here again, especially when your symptoms might be the same. So when I feel depressed, my symptoms are pretty much the same as they were 10 years ago when I felt depressed. So it can feel in that moment like I've just lost 10 years worth of progress. Thankfully, what I realise now, both from the scientific side of things, in terms of how our brain is wired and how habits are formed, but also just having experienced it across 20 years, is that when you feel like you are back where you started, you are not, you have not gone in a circle, but you're on a spiral. So essentially, the view, you may feel like you are in exactly the same space that you were in, but something about that view will be different. You'll be slightly higher, slightly lower, you'll have gone up a little bit, gone down a little bit, and it doesn't matter what is different. What matters is it is different. What matters is that it is different, and that you're able to recognize in that moment, you know, when we're hearing our thoughts, kind of woe is me, saying, oh my goodness, what was the point? We've wasted all this time. Actually being able to say, no, we haven't. Yes, we're back here. We didn't want to be back here. But it's not that nothing has changed. We've not gone back to square one and gone back to 0% on all our progress. There will be a different tool in your toolbox. There will be a different perspective. Perhaps you've got a slightly different view on it. There will be something different every single time we feel like we're back at square one. There is something different because our lives are spirals. Our brain and our body is not designed to stay the same. Every single moment we have affects us. Like every moment neurons are firing, every moment chemicals are going around our body, every moment our blood is pumping. There is any number of different mechanisms going on inside of us, and no second is the same. Different cells will have died from 3 seconds ago to what is now alive on me at this point. You know, we are evolving beings. It's part of who we are, it's and how we exist in this world. So when you're feeling that sense of, I'm back here again, I've wasted all this time, I've just backtracked all the progress I've made, I've just undone everything I've worked to achieve, consider that this is a spiral and not a circle. You have not just gone round in a circle and learn nothing along the way. That's, I don't think humans are even capable of doing that. Like, we are designed to take in information and to analyze things and problem solve. Your experience of that gap, whether it's 10 years or whether it's 10 minutes between one step and feeling like you're back there again, there will be something different in terms of your brain chemistry, in terms of how you understand the world, in terms of what your brain is doing, in terms of who can support you. There will be something different every single time. And when you're feeling low, when you're having a lapse, when you're getting and you feel stuck, sometimes the best question you can ask is, what is different now? How is now not then? And that's actually something I learned from a self-help blog, The Fluent Self, back in 2010. But it can be used for all kinds of things. But how is now, not then? If you really are struggling to feel like you're not back at square one, list 5 ways now is different from them. And you can, I know it probably sounds ridiculous, but again, this particular technique is something that we know does have an impact on your brain and on the way that your mind processes things. So although it may feel silly, it will help, and it certainly won't hurt in terms of helping your mind to understand and process what's going on. So 5 ways now is not then. I'm wearing black nail varnish. My hair is tied up in a ponytail rather than loose. I can hear the hum of my computer. I have 2 cats who live with me. I'm married now. I've been for a walk today. It isn't raining outside. And especially when I say it like that, I'm aware that I started to sound a little bit like a robot then. But especially when you're listing it out like that, it can feel so ridiculous. And I recognise that. And I want to say it's okay that it sounds ridiculous. Because actually pointing out the obvious is so helpful when we are feeling stuck in the past, stuck in a rut, stuck with certain feelings and thoughts. Being able to say tangible, proven, physical things that are different helps snap your brain out of that, oh my gosh, we're back here again. No, we're not. I'm wearing a different coloured shirt today. We're not back there. We're here, and this is different. And as I say, I recognise it sounds silly, but if you're struggling with feeling stuck back in a previous place, if you're struggling with, oh, I just feel like I haven't made any progress, you've got nothing to lose, so give it a try. I'd love to know if you give this a go, if you already use this. Do feel free to head over to the show notes and leave a comment, especially if you've got any tips and hints around if you're feeling stuck or when we get in those kind of moments where we're having a lapse. I'd love to hear about them. Thanks very much for listening, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks for listening, and as always, you can find out more at rootedreinvention.com. Take care, remember, you are more capable than you often realise, and I'll see you next time. Bye!